This week's parsha begins with the visit of the three malachim who come to Avram after his bris. We actually know the names of these three malachim, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael came to tell Sarah about the upcoming birth, that in a year from now she would have a child. Raphael came to heal Avraham, and Gabriel came to turn over a stone. The Gemara asks a question. When we see, actually, that it's time to turn over a stone, it doesn't talk about one malach going to stone, just the malach Gabriel, but it says, Ve'yavayu shnei ha-malachim stoma be'erev. Two malachim come to stone in the evening. Two malachim came. So who were the two malachim? Gabriel came to turn over a stone, and Michal, the one who came to tell Sarah about the upcoming birth, came along to stone. Why? To save light. The question asked by the Chiddush HaRim is, if Gabriel's job was to turn over stone, he should have gone to stone. He should have just gone to stone. And Michal, whose job was to tell Sarah about the upcoming birth, why did he have to do two jobs? Couldn't Hashem have found another malach to go along with Gabriel to save light? Why did Michal have to first go to Sarah, tell Sarah, and then go with Gabriel to save light? There's enough malachim that Hashem could have found somebody else, and a different malach, to do the job of saving light. To answer this question, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Matsasi David Avdi, I found David, my servant. And the Medrash asks, where did we find David? Where did Hashem find David? And the answer is, he was found in Sodom. Meaning that when Sodom was going to be overturned, there was a whole discussion going up in Shemayim whether light deserved to be saved or not. If the whole Sodom is being overturned, light chose to live in Sodom, maybe he gets killed with them. Now the truth is, Light had schuris, Light had his own merits which would allow him to be saved, but one of the points in his defense, one of the points that allowed him to be saved was the fact that one day he was going to have a descendant, he had two children, Amram and Moav, and out of Moav comes a woman whose name is Rus, and Rus one day is going to be the Ima Shel Malchus, she's going to be the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. And that's what it means when it says, Matsasi David Avdi, that David HaMelech was found in Stoim. It means that the whole reason that his ancestor was able to survive was in the merit of one day being the great-great-great-great-grandfather of David HaMelech. Now we know that in David HaMelech's time, there was a great discussion and argument about whether David was allowed to be part of the Jewish nation at all. The way the story goes, as recorded in the Navi, the Goliaths had come to fight the Jewish nation, and there was a call for volunteers, who's going to come and fight Goliaths? And there was a big prize connected to this, and David HaMelech comes. David was not a melech at that point, he was a nar. And he appears, he comes to Shaul HaMelech, and he says to Shaul, I'm willing to go and fight. So Shaul gave David, who was not wearing the appropriate clothing, Shaul said, take my military outfit, my military suit, and put it on. To everyone's surprise, although Shaul is much taller than David, much taller than anyone around him, the clothing, the armor fits David perfectly. When Shaul sees that his military, royal military garments fit onto David, he starts to get nervous. And he has the sense that if the clothing fit him perfectly, it's probably because David is going to be king one day. And so Shaul asks Avner, do you think David is going to be king? And Doeg overheard the question, and he said, you're asking if he's going to be king? First ask if he could be a Jew. Because the pasuk says, a person who comes from Amon and Moav can never become part of the Jewish nation. Avner says, no, it doesn't say Amonis, and it doesn't say Moavis. It says a male Amoni can never become a Jew, but a female one can. And Rus, who's a female from the Moabite nation, she's a Moavia, she's from the Moabim, but she's a woman, if Rus is Jewish, and that's the great-grandmother of David, so of course David is Jewish. And the reason that it's only the men and not the women is because the reason we don't want Amayim and Mayavim in our nation is because when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were in the desert, their cousins, Amon and Mayav, should have come out to greet them with food and water, with bread and water, and they didn't come, which means that they're cruel. And we don't want cruel people to be part of the Jewish nation. And therefore, they can't. marry in. They can't properly convert. But this is only a complaint against men, because women don't go out to bring bread and water. Only men do. So the woman, we don't have that claim against the woman, and that's why women could convert and totally be considered Jewish. And yes, David is a Jew. And Doeg responded, and he said, no, the woman should have brought food to the woman. I agree with you that the woman shouldn't have been bringing food to the men, but the same way the men should bring to the men, the woman should bring to the woman. Amasa, at that point, takes his sword, and he says, whoever doesn't listen to me will be stabbed by my sword, because I heard in the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamasi, Amoini v'lei Amoinis, Mayavi v'lei Mayavis, which means Amasa was another one of the of Shaul HaMelech's generals, came to help out Avner, and he said, stop with your logical arguments and your discussions, because I heard the psak, I heard what Shmuel said, and what Shmuel said is that it's amayni v'lei amaynis, mayavi v'lei mayavis, which means that certainly Rus is considered a Jew, and certainly David HaMelech is considered a Jew. The Gemara still remains with the question, meaning why wasn't Doeg's rationale accepted? Why didn't the woman bring food to the woman? The answer we find in our parsha. When the Malachim come to visit Avraham, they asked, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, where is Sarah your wife? And the response, Avraham's response was, Hine ba'ohel. Woman, it's not the woman's way to go out to greet guests. I'm coming to greet you. She, from her tznias, is in the tent. And because of this, we learn that no, Doeg was wrong. Women should not have come out to the desert to greet the woman. We learn from Sarah. Sarah was in the ohel. Sarah did not go out to greet the guests, even though she was busy preparing for them, but she did not go out to greet them. And from here we learn that there is no taina, there's no complaint against the woman of Moab that they didn't go out. So what we learn from this is that the only reason David HaMelech is accepted as a Jew is because Rus is accepted as a Jew, is because it's Mayavi v'lei Mayavis, because we know from Sarah that women don't go out and there's no complaint against them. In fact, it's a compliment to them that they stay in the ohel. We have a concept that there's no din that's accepted lemala, meaning that of course the Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when there's a diyun, when there's an argument, it has to be paskened in the Beis Din Shalmata. It's a Beis Din down here that has to pasken halachas, which means that in order to save light, because of David, because of Rus, who would be the great-grandmother of David, we had to make sure that he would be accepted b'kal Hashem, meaning that if light is going to be saved because one day Rus is going to come from him, we have to make sure at this point that Rus is going to be considered a Jew. And therefore, the Malachim came and they saw Sarah's behavior, and from there we learn Ma'avi v'lei Ma'avis, and from there we learn that Rus is going to be accepted. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the Malach who would save light would have to come to Avram and ask about Sarah and be told that she doesn't come out to meet guests, to hear that she's in the aisle because she's a tznuah, and because of that, the halacha is paskin, Rus can marry Boaz, David can be born, and only once they heard that, Michal and Gabriel can continue on their path, one to destroy Sodom, and the other to save light. In the Sefer Ereshis Vaseinu, it brings down a connected idea. We know that we have seven shepherds who lead our nations. The Shevas Rayim, the seven shepherds who lead our nation. The first one is Avraham Avinu. The last one is David HaMelech. And it says in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a seuda to celebrate the redemption of Klal Yisrael. And he'll give Avraham the kais to make a bracha. And he says, make a bracha on this kais. And Avraham Avinu is going to decline. And he's going to say, no, I'm not really. I can't make the bracha on this kais because there was something wrong with me. Clearly because I had Yishmael. I had two sons. I had Yitzchak, but I also had Yishmael. So they'll give the kais to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak will say no, because I had Esav, and so on. Each one of our seven great leaders is going to decline to be the one to make the bracha until they get to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says, I will make the bracha, and li na'e levarech. It's good for me to make the bracha. It's fitting for me to make the bracha, as it says, Kais Yeshuas Esa uvashem Hashem Ekra. And according to the Shloh, what was he saying? Why li na'e levarech? Why did they say they can't? And David said that I will. Because the Shloh HaKadosh says that the person, when a person is sitting at a meal and he's trying to figure out who's the one that should make the bracha al hayayin, who's the one that should get the zimun, basically, is you give it to the guest. And he says, I'm the areach here. I am the guest here, meaning I'm the newcomer, because I come from a family of geirim. I come from us, and therefore I'm a guest. And it's good for the guest to be the one to make the bracha. The Megala Amukas adds on the pasuk that he chose to quote, Kais Yeshuais Esa, it's the cup of Yeshuais that I am lifting, that if you take the word Esa and you use it as Rashi Tevis, what you're going to get is Aye Sara Ishtecha, where is Sara your wife? He says that I am here and I am one of the seven leaders and I am the guest here at this meal, but the reason I'm here and the whole reason I can lift up this Kais is because of my great grandmother and my great grandmother. My great-grandmother, Rus, who's only allowed to be brought into the Kal Hashem based on the tremendous tznius of Sarah, which the Malachim saw, and therefore the halacha is paskin, amayni v'lay amaynis, mayabi v'lay mayabis.